if you're sitting on a chair, it's best to sit upright or towards the edge of it, because you want the energy in the spine, you see, if you fall asleep. On the other hand, sometimes if you have a bad back, you need that support. So. So as always, just begin with the body, you see. Make sure that it's the spine is energized. You're actually lifting it. And then again, just draw your attention down the body. The eyes gently closed. Lips together, teeth apart. Jaw relaxed. Shoulders. Hands on your lap, palms facing upward, that's the usual instruction. Just get a sense of that body posture, so that during meditation, if it becomes tight, you relax, and if it becomes floppy, you just lift it up. And bring our attention now to the breath. So the breath is our primary object, it's what we develop, that quality that we did in standing meditation. We begin there. Those of you who are already established, of course, you go to the normal place. For those of you who are new, you might find the rising and falling of the abdomen the most prominent place, or the stomach, or the chest, or you may find the breath at the nostrils. Whatever you feel it most, just draw your attention to it. And again, you might find a noting word helpful. It's the rise and fall, rising, falling of the nostrils, in, out, out. And all we're doing is feeling sensations. In the particular tradition I teach, there's a preference for the breath in the body. My instructions are there. For rising, falling. If the mind is wandering, when you come out of that, let go of the storyline and draw your attention to the attitude that's driving you. Planning, worrying, rejoicing, exciting. Then just bring your attention back to the breath, determined to stay there. If you're already beginning to feel dull-minded or heavy in the body, so keep lifting the spine, you can open the eyes, just let the light in. If it gets a little overpowering, stand up for a while. Just resting the attention on the sensations caused by the breath. Rising. Falling. If the mind is wandering, don't be concerned by that, the busy mind. Just make that effort that as soon as you come out, you acknowledge the attitude which is driving it. And just to recognize and acknowledge it, see, worrying, worrying, okay? Planning, planning. And just draw the attention back to the breath. Make a determination to stay there. Feeling sleepy, tired, just lift the spine, open the eyes, stand up. Experiencing the sensations caused by the breath as neutral, calming, in a very subtle way, pleasant. Drawing the heart to the same state of calmness, stillness. the mind is wandering. Make that effort as soon as we come out. Recognize, acknowledge the attitude driving it. Bring the attention back to the breath, determined to stay there. If the mind is very busy, note a little more quickly. Feeling dull, sleepy, lift the spine, open the eyes, stand up, and again. If there's lots of it, note more quickly, keeps you awake. Hopefully now you feel just a bit more calm, a bit more centered. See if you can draw yourself closer to the breath. Just to catch the very beginning of the in-breath, stay with it to the very end. The very beginning of the out-breath, stay with it to the very end. If you find you get tense when you do that, or a sense of controlling it, just pull back a bit. Just feel that tension, the sense of control. But keep going towards the breath. Just relaxing the attention on the sensations caused by the breath. Rising. Falling. Every breath arising and passing away. Every breath similar but not the same. Every breath passes away. Be aware especially of the ending, the completion. Acknowledging how the body breathes. It doesn't need us to control it. Now, during the rest of the session, every time the mind wanders, really recognize, acknowledge the attitude driving it. Bring yourself back to the breath, determined to stay there. Start again. Sleepiness, dullness of mind. Just keep making the effort, making those feelings, the very objects to observe, feel. So now we can open up a little and just allow whatever draws the attention within that field of awareness to be the object to observe, feel, experience intimately. If it's drawn to a sound, the dripping of water, we're interested in the process of hearing. The attention goes to the ear. It may be a sensation coming from the body, pleasant or unpleasant. If it draws our attention, go to it, feel it, experience it intimately. It may be a feeling in the body caused by the mind, an emotional state, a mood. If it draws the attention, we're not looking for anything, we're not searching for anything. Just if it draws the attention, go there, feel it, experience it intimately. But when it comes to the mind with its images and thoughts, just acknowledge the attitude and draw yourself away from it, back into the body. Beginning with the breath, rising, falling. we're sitting back within ourselves, an observation post, and we're just allowing the body to manifest with its feelings and sensations, its sense bases. We're just allowing the heart to manifest with its feelings, its emotions, moods, but not the mind. When the mind takes over, we want to bring it to a stillness. And we do it by bringing the attention back to the body, into the body. We're not interfering. Bringing ourselves to acknowledge, to feel, to experience the quality of impermanence. How everything we're experiencing is in the process of changing. Catching especially when things disappear, come to an end. bringing our attention to the quality of desiring. See if we can see how when something is unpleasant in any way, there's a tendency to push it away, ignore it. But when you can't ignore it, get an attitude of aversion towards it, even fear if it gets overwhelming. Try to distinguish that from the original stimulus, the original mood or physical discomfort. At a more subtle level, to see how we're drawn to what is pleasant, want to maintain it, increase it. Can we pull back and just let whatever's happening be? Establishing that position of the observer within us, this observation post, the one who knows, feels, experiences. Just to see that there's a distance between the process of knowing and the object that's being known. There's the pain, there's the depression. There's the joy. There's the happiness. and that all that's happening is outside our control. The body offers its sensations, feelings, the heart its moves, emotions, the mind its thoughts and images, whether we want them to or not. Just for these last few minutes now, putting aside all instruction, just watch, observe, feel, experience intimately whatever draws the attention within the field of awareness. Don't do anything. when we come to the end of a sitting, it's good to reflect for a moment. This is not to be confused with judging ourselves, I'm useless, I'm wonderful, all that. It's just looking at our skills. Much the same as if you were developing a sport or practicing a musical instrument. The first thing is, how committed were we to bringing ourselves back to the present moment? I mean, were we really committed to being in the moment? Or was it a part of us that, you know, would prefer to be fantasizing, worrying about something? Enjoying a daydream? How did we deal with the various physical, mental states that arose? Did we know what to do? Were we confused? Choose one in particular that might have dominated the sitting. If you thought you did rather well, then congratulate yourself. If you thought you could have done better, could do better, then encourage yourself to do better. But don't get into, you know, blaming oneself or that sort of silliness. And finally, a resolution. So it can be specific, so next time I feel in any way tired, I'll stand up. Or more general, just a commitment to mindfulness.